Happy New Year! Welcome to 2022. My goodness, I'm so glad 2021 is over. It was a beautiful, magical year with a lot of challenges. Quite the roller coaster, wasn't it? My goodness. Probably most of you thought or hoped that 2021 would be so much better than 2020. But, oh my goodness, I don't know about you, but for me, 2021 made 2020 look like a cakewalk. Ugh, so glad to be starting something new. There's something so beautiful to me about a new year. It's like opening that fresh journal that's never had its pages creased, doesn't have any marks upon it yet. Opening a new book and reading that first paragraph, the scent of a new book. Small joys, right? So, I'm choosing to look at this new year as being magical and full of possibilities. I'm looking at what I want to manifest, what I want to draw to me in this next 365 days. Or I suppose 364 now. So I'm not a believer at all in resolutions. I think for many reasons they're destined to fail. Largely because of the time of year. During this winter season, it's not the time for planting. It's the time for resting, enjoying the harvest, having peace, enjoying the calm. It's a time for nesting, enjoying the fire, enjoying our families and friends, a good book, a cup of tea or coffee. It's not really the time to be planting seeds and starting new things. That time comes in the spring. I think that's largely why people fail so much with their resolutions. I also think they're destined to fail because we tend to choose something that's so huge or that isn't properly defined. Like the largest one is, you know, I want to lose weight. I hear people say that all the time. I want to lose weight. I want to be healthier. Sure, but what does that mean? What does that look like? And also, right after the holidays, that's really not the best time to be making changes like that. So, I'm not a fan of resolutions, personally. What I am a fan of, what I've had great success in, is choosing a mantra to follow for the year. The first year I ever stumbled upon that idea. I'm sure I didn't develop that idea, but I have no idea where it came from. It's just something that I decided. I was in a place in my life where I wasn't good at setting boundaries, and I was letting my family, my friends, and my community walk all over me. To the point where I didn't really even know who I was anymore. I couldn't have told you my favorite music at the moment, or really even favorite TV shows, or probably favorite anything, because I was so busy following what other people wanted and going along with their decisions, their desires. So at some point, at the beginning of the year. It certainly wasn't January 1st. It was probably April or so. I don't know. I decided that I was tired of that pattern and that it was time to make some changes. I didn't entirely know how to get there. I didn't have the entire path carved out for me, but I knew that something needed to change. So I chose the mantra of follow your bliss. This mantra, while so simple, changed my life. When I was given a decision or asked if I wanted to do something, if I could do something, I would remember my mantra, and I started actually checking in with myself and feeling in my body for a couple moments how that ask felt. Did I automatically have a feeling of withdrawal and, ugh, no, I don't really want to do that? Which I often found that I did, and before that moment, even though my body and my soul was telling me no, I wanted to be a good girl. I didn't want to rock the boat or upset anyone. I didn't want to leave anyone hanging. I thought that if I wasn't doing everything, that the world would somehow fall apart. So I was often doing things that I didn't have the energy nor desire to do. Things that didn't belong to me. Taking the burden of someone else instead of letting them have the responsibility of their own life. So, once I started asking myself what I wanted, checking in with whether it made me feel blissful, I started saying no a lot. A lot. But the things that I said yes to, they were so rejuvenating. And the more I followed my bliss, the happier I got. And sure, there were some tough moments, some unhappy people. Especially my family. They were not at all supportive of this new mindset, this new philosophy. But even in that, they got over it. They learned how to be more self-sufficient. And it ended up changing my relationships with some people in my family and in my friend group. There were some friendships that just needed to be culled, relationships that had just run their course. And I let them go in love. Even if they are upset about the choices that I made. I respected their feelings, understood that, you know, me changing, air quote changing, to them was jarring, that they were used to me being at their beck and call, and when I was no longer willing to do that, it felt like rejection, abandonment. But it wasn't. It was just time to open a new chapter. Conversely, some of my friendships deepened and became more beautiful. And the culling of some relationships gave me time and space to cultivate a relationship with myself. So, I would absolutely encourage you to find a mantra, a phrase, or even use follow your bliss as a mantra to guide you for the next year, and see how that works for you. I also want to take time to remind you that self-care is not selfish. It's needed. It's deserved. You are not responsible for the entire world, honey. You are only responsible for yourself and your younglings, if you have any. You're not even responsible for your partner and their happiness. You're only responsible for yourself, honey. And Lord knows that can be challenging enough, can't it? So, as I'm always encouraging you to do, please drink water. Please eat. Try to eat well. Especially of those of you in the service industry. Or really, any industry that's really working hard and just, I worry about those of you who are just exhausted at the end of your day. Please make sure you're getting protein, that you're getting nutrients to sustain you. Some of you are just working so hard. I hope you feel my love surrounding you, and I hope that I can inspire you to take the best care of yourself that you're able to do. Don't let negative people around you. Don't allow them to drain you. Pessimism is a poison. Comparison is the thief of joy. Don't let those things into your mind and your soul to poison you. I know some of us deal with depression on and off. My heart goes out to you. It's not easy to deal with. I know some of us deal with anxiety. That's not easy to deal with either. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for going through each day the very best that you can. For fighting your demons. For believing in yourself. For hanging in there. I know some of you have really had a rough year. And I just want you to know that you're loved. And I'm so grateful that you're still here with us. Keep pushing. Keep trying. Stay with me. Your life is valuable and worthy. You're beautiful. You beautiful, beautiful ball of stardust. You're so worthy of love and kindness. Maybe this will be the year that you show yourself how you should be loved. In order to teach others how they should treat you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just want you to know how special you are. In addition, I'm sure you've seen by now that I posted a poll asking you, what is it you truly desire? I do hope that you'll answer the poll. You have 3 days to do so. If there's something that you wanted that is not an option, I apologize. They only gave me so many categories. So please do put that in the comments. In addition, if there's multiple things that you want, that you're really passionate about wanting, you can't choose everything. But if there's an additional thing that you would really like, please also put that in the comments. I would love to hear from you. One of the other options that I was going to put in there that I don't think it allowed me to was a milking script. I have a couple different scripts about boys being milked. I was curious if any of you were interested in that. So that wasn't an option. I don't think I was able to put that in there. Or if I was, I think it was the last option. I am also going to be continuing to move files from Soundgasm over to Aerocast. I'm not entirely sure if I will be deleting the soundcast. I mean, Soundgasm. Sorry. The Soundgasm files. File links are not. Right now, I will just leave them. Even though I'm quite uncomfortable with the idea that it's so easy for my work to be stolen from there and redistributed without any attribution to myself nor the amazing scriptwriters that allow me to bring these sexy fantasies to life. So, I may be deleting the work from Soundgasm. We will see. But you will slowly see old posts receive new links for Arrowcast. I decided that I'm not going to be reposting or reintroducing old works via new posts in the group. Instead, I will just be updating or adding that new link to those old posts. I also will be starting to celebrate you lovely people for your birthdays. Each month, I intend to post a happy birthday message for that month's beautiful birthday babies. I thought it would be a way to celebrate each of you in some small way. I know that my conversational audios and non-smutty content don't really receive that many views and don't seem to be necessarily that popular. But I also know that some of you really enjoy getting to know me, the woman behind all these smutty, sexy tales. And I certainly enjoy getting to know you as well. So for those of you that enjoy that sort of thing and find value in it, I will be doing that. Even though it may be only 5 of you, that's more than enough for me. So that's something to look forward to. I'm going to try to get that posted today as well, since today is January 1st, 2022. My hope and intention is to have that posted on the 1st of each month. Although life and illness and all those good things happen, so we might not be perfect, but that is my hope and my intention going forward. Let's see, was there anything else that I wanted to cover? We reached 445 followers, and I believe we're at 255 or something like that people in the group, I believe. I might be a bit wrong there. But anyway, I am partially sad that I missed 444 people. Simply because I really enjoy seeing repeating numbers. So, I only have 260 members in the group. Oh my goodness. Welcome, you guys. Oh, that's so beautiful. Please introduce yourselves. Let me know where you're from. Maybe I will make a post about that. I would love to hear all the different countries that you guys are from. I know quite a few, but there's so many of you that don't really talk to me too much, which is okay, that's fine. But I would just love to know. It's so exciting to me that our community is growing. I would love to see more interaction in the actual group itself. I would love if you guys started talking amongst yourself, sharing ideas, sharing interests. That might be too lofty a goal. Maybe you guys aren't interested in that, but stopping for some water. But you guys are so amazing that I could see you guys finding some friends of like mind within this beautiful little community that we're growing. I cannot believe how many fans / followers that I have been graced with in the last 3 months and a week. It is absolutely amazing to me, and I'm so grateful. 260 members in the group, and 445 or 46 of you as fans and followers. That just warms my heart so much. I appreciate that you appreciate me. I love hearing how much you enjoy my work, hearing your ideas, your thoughts, your interests. I enjoy that you're willing to share your hearts with me, that you're willing to share your kinks with me, your thoughts, your ideas. It's really beautiful to me, and I value it. So, I just want to tell you thank you. I love how sweet and protective you are of me and my energy. You are truly a bunch of beautiful men. And I just want to remind you yet again how amazing you are, how worthy of love you are. And I'm really sorry that women as a whole are lost, and that they don't really value you the way that they should, and they don't see you clearly either. I deeply appreciate how you provide, protect, and guide women in so many ways. Even women that are complete and utter strangers to you. I saw a video the other day of a woman who was on some court show, I have no idea, that she was suing a man for either bruising or cracking her ribs while giving her the Heimlich maneuver in a restaurant. And the female judge was telling the man, like, how beautiful he was, and that, you know, the Good Samaritan law encourages us to help our fellow man, woman, child, whatever. And she was saying that she hoped that that experience with that woman didn't change him. And that if she was ever choking in a restaurant, she absolutely wants him to save her. Cracked ribs or not, she wants to be breathing at the end of the day. And that story both warmed my heart for the judge's reaction and statements, because I couldn't agree more. But it also made me want to cry, seeing that man's face and feeling how heartbroken he was to be treated so poorly after loving and caring for this woman that he had never met before and under normal circumstances never would have seen again, probably. His reaction to her when she said, "I hope that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but I hope this doesn't change you. I hope you'll be willing to help someone again next time that happens." And he said that he hoped that it would never happen again, but he said that he too hoped that he would be willing to help. But the way that he said it had such doubt that he wasn't entirely sure that he'd be willing to put himself out there like that. And I feel in my soul that a lot of you can really relate to that. And that hurts me so deeply. I see how beautiful you are, how loving, how forgiving. How giving? You are. And I just want you to know that it's appreciated. And I just want to appeal to you to not let the illness of misguided souls change who you are. Don't let that alter your spirit. Don't let someone else's illness take away your beauty, honey. You're beautiful and appreciated and needed. Women aren't always going to be lost. And I know that it's hurtful. And I know you don't deserve it at all. But I hope that you can hold on until that time happens. So, know that you're loved and appreciated and seen by at least one woman, one voice. But yeah. Was there anything else I wanted to share with you? I guess the last thing that I wanted to share with you is that I took a couple weeks off and really took time to focus on myself and to get my energy back and to work through a wee bit of depression that rose over the holidays. I'm sure a lot of you can relate. And now I am moving towards being back, starting to get my schedule going again and start producing more content for you. So, I'm not at all going to rush back into that. I'm going to take my time and really make sure that my energy is grounded, and it's important to me that I don't produce content that doesn't feel good to me. I'm really conscious about not putting poor energy into my work. The energy of have to, or push, or I'm not sure what the exact words I'm looking for, but it's important to me that my content always be full of joyful, loving, excited energy. So when I don't feel that way, I tend to not produce content. Hopefully, I have some things that I can edit and put out there instead of creating janky content. So, you all know what a joyful girl I am. So, I guess that's part of my brand. So, yeah. I just want you guys to know that I'm back. I'm not back fully just yet, but I am feeling better, and I am back with you again, so you should be seeing some new content, and I'm ready to enjoy this great adventure together. So let's embrace 2022 together. Alright. I'd love to hear in the comments what your goals or your mantra might be for the year. What do you want more of in 2022? And what would you like less of? Tell me. Tell me in the comments. I want to get to know you. Take care, sweethearts.